Thank you, Excellency, for giving me the floor. At the outset, let me join my colleagues in thanking you for organizing this thematic discussion under the agenda item 6 of the conference. We are grateful to the distinguished panelists for their informative presentation. We also take the opportunity to welcome 2024 Disarmament Fellows in the city and wish them all success. Aligning my country with the joint statement delivered earlier by the distinguished ambassador of Brazil on behalf of Group 21, we would like to make some brief remarks in our national capacity. Mr. President, a balanced and inclusive education and increasing awareness in the area of disarmament can play a significant role in enhancing international and regional peace and security. We believe that since, in spite of all legal obligations under the NPT and its review conference's final documents, a world free of nuclear weapons has not been realized yet. Nuclear disarmament must remain our top priority, and education and training in disarmament should mainly focus on the most immediate and serious threat posed by the possession and potential use of nuclear weapons against humankind. In line with many other delegations, we believe that given the catastrophic humanitarian consequences of any possible use of nuclear weapons, disarmament education and increasing awareness in the nuclear field can be an effective measure through which the goal of achieving a world free of nuclear weapons can be achieved. Capacity building in nuclear disarmament through education and research involves providing individuals and organizations with the necessary expertise and understanding to address the complexities of nuclear disarmament. This can include training the youth, policymakers, scientists, and the public about the risk and consequences of nuclear weapons, as well as conducting research on disarmament strategies, verification mechanisms, and non-proliferation efforts. It goes without saying that by fostering a deeper understanding of the humanitarian consequences of nuclear weapons and promoting awareness about all existing obligations in this regard, we would be able to work towards achieving a world free of nuclear weapons. In this regard, we acknowledge the significant role of the United Nations Program of Fellowship on Disarmament, organized by the United Nations Office for United Nations Office on Disarmament Affairs, UNODA, and commend the UNODA for its efforts in improving the fellowship program despite all challenges it has been facing. We also recognize the role and the role of the United Nations Institute for Disarmament Research, UNIDIR, in the dissemination of specialized knowledge and awareness in this field. In conclusion, Mr. Chair, we encourage all member states and relevant organizations to contribute to promoting disarmament awareness and creating the necessary capacities and capabilities by supporting research and education in this field. In this regard, we would like to emphasize the special responsibility of developed countries in providing developing states with the necessary supports to create the necessary capabilities to advance the knowledge and insights in this area. I thank you.